We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The driver's been charged with DUI after a deadly crash on I-57 last night. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
State police say a car was stranded in the right lane of southbound I-57 at 171st Street around 11:20 last night when it was hit by another car. Police say people in the stranded car had said they had run out of gas. A male passenger in that car was killed when the crash happened. A woman passenger was critically injured. State police say the driver of the stranded car has been charged with driving under the influence of drugs. The driver of the second vehicle was taken to a hospital and later released. Meanwhile, two IDOT workers were injured when a car hit their vehicles as they were shutting down the expressway so police could investigate the first crash. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Chicago Public Schools have debuted a new program designed to make the ranks of its teachers as diverse as the student population.
Public Schools CEO Janice Jackson says officials must weigh all the safety data and plans to keep children and teachers safe before they make a decision to reopen the classrooms.
Remote learning is no replacement for in-person instruction. And so my desire and my priority is to see students back in school as soon as it is possible to do that safely. But again, and there are a lot of things that we have to look at in order to make that decision.
Mayor Lightfoot, who was standing nearby, says one thing to consider is that some children just haven't done well with remote learning now underway.
Our youngest learners, our pre-K kids in particular, we're seeing significant declines in a number of those students, not just here in Chicago, but across the country.
So both the mayor and Dr. Jackson insist a decision will be made soon, and neither would narrow it down more than that. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Public health officials are doubtful COVID case numbers will allow for Six Flags Great America in Gurnee to hold its annual holiday events.
Zombies and terrifying clowns would usually be stalking fans at Fright Fest now, but it appears the Halloween tradition will be another that skipped at Six Flags this year. The Daily Herald quotes a Lake County Health Department spokeswoman as saying they have not been part of any reopening discussions, and COVID trends make it unlikely the state will move to Phase 5, which allows for theme parks to operate. Meanwhile, the paper says Great America is hopeful for a return this year, pointing to no traces of COVID spread at its water park, which opened for a shortened season this summer. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says talks are underway to bring the Bears fans back to Soldier Field.
Like any other Bears fan, of course, I would like to be there. We're having conversations with the Bears, and we'll see where they lead.
The Bears season officially started September 13th, but Soldier Field's been empty because of the pandemic. The team has games scheduled through January 3rd. This morning, WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper talks to a West Suburban resident who's found herself going from mom to more of a teacher's aide during at-home learning.
After a long stretch of having three boys doing at-home learning in her Aurora home, Nicole Chesley says,
it's going better.
She says it's not ideal for anyone, but
some teachers are rock stars at making sure we're connecting, others not so much, but it is going far better. The kids have acclimated to the many, many, many transitions.
There was a big Zoom outage during the first week of classes, and since then there have been some internet outages. Chesley says on the plus side, the schools also have been willing to adjust. For example, the elementary school.
They were trying something for 2 weeks. It didn't quite work, so they sent out a different block schedule. They really are updating us with, hey, here's one sheet where all the teachers' names are and Zoom IDs are and passwords are, because the little ones are having trouble or they're late to get into their Zoom classes. So they really are seeing what's working, what's not working, and trying to adjust. And so we appreciate that.
Chesley says this has been a challenging time and she needs to get back to work. They are in District 129 and some changes are in store as the district begins what it calls a phased-in blended instruction experience starting next month. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.